Our story begins at the NYPD 14th Precinct, where Stacy and Rosalind are sitting in a holding room when Marilyn walks in.
Hello there. You must be Marilyn. I'm Rosalind Gamage.
Hi, and you must be Stacy.
Yes, this is my daughter. We haven't said anything to the cops yet about what happened.
Good. So, start at the beginning and tell me everything.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Well, Stacy hasn't said much since we got to the police station. I'm not even sure myself. Princess, can you tell Miss Marsden what happened? You should know that Stacy has been missing for the past few weeks.
Missing? What do you mean?
Stacy, tell us where you've been. What happened to you? And what happened tonight?
I hit that lady with a car, and now she's probably going to die.
Okay. Let's talk about this specific incident then. Were you driving your car?
She doesn't have a car. The police say she stole this car.
Stacy, is that true? How did you come to drive this car tonight?
I just jumped in it and took off.
Are you admitting that you stole it?
Yes, I had to.
Why, Stacy? Why would you do something like that?
You don't understand, Mom. I had no other choice.
You said that before. What were you running away from? Was someone trying to hurt you?
I can't talk about it.
Stacy, it's obvious you've been through some traumatic experience here. But if I'm going to help you, I need to know every detail. Why did you get in that car?
In the Westside Hospital ER waiting room, Mac is standing alone in the corner when Hannah runs up.
Hey, has there been any change?
Oh God, Hannah. I just spoke with the doctor. Raven sustained a lot of internal injuries and her right leg was severely damaged in the accident.
Oh no.
It kills me to even say this, but after the first car swerved and hit Raven, she fell to the ground, and then a second car couldn't avoid her and ran over her right leg, and it crushed her knee. They've taken her into surgery now to try to stop some of the bleeding. Once she's stabilized, they're going to work on her leg to see if they can repair the damage. This doesn't look good.
How are you doing?
Hannah, I saw her for a second before she went into surgery. I don't think I've ever seen her looking so weak. Connie, Clint, I'm glad you're here.
What happened exactly? Aunt Raven was hit by a car?
I'm afraid so, Clint. I don't know exactly what happened, but right now, Raven's hanging on for dear life.
Back at the 14th Precinct, Stacy and Rosalind are alone and talking in the holding room.
I asked Marilyn to give us a minute alone. Is there something you need to say, but you don't want to say it in front of her?
Mom, please don't make me say it.
Stacy, what happened when you ran away? Where did you go?
I didn't run away, Mom, okay? When I left home, I just went over to Wilson's to get something to eat. And when I left...
What? Tell me.
He grabbed me.
Who? Who grabbed you?
A man. An older man. I was walking down the sidewalk, and he came at me from behind. everything got fuzzy for a while. And the next thing I knew, I was inside his apartment.
Oh my God. Did this man hurt you? Did he hit you?
I can't tell you, Mom. I really can't.
Stacy, I need to know everything that happened. If this man hurt you in some way...
He had me tied to a chair at first. And he would kiss my neck and touch me. I didn't know what to do. The ropes were so tight. Before I knew it, I was in his bed. I think he was drugging me or something.
Princess, he didn't try to force himself on you, did he?
Mom, he raped me.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.